Got a new show for y'all. Got a damn good show. But for a start show, remember everybody, you can always support the Harsh Twins. Where? That's right, you guessed it. OfficialHarshTwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt or hat today. Don't forget, I got some beard products. Remember, use discount code CIRCLEBACK. I give you 21% off. Yeah. You know, every time you say circle back, I think you're going to say circle jerk. Anyway, the impeachment trial, the second one. Has any other president, everybody, been impeached twice?
Man, Donald Trump is setting records. He's a trendsetter.
Well, y'all know who's blamed for this, right?
Who?
Them damn Republicans that went after that damn man.
You blaming the Republicans?
Yeah, Republicans. They ain't angels either. Past Republicans, when they impeached that damn man whore, Bill Clinton, that damn two-time and snake.
Oh, for getting sucked off?
For getting sucked off in Oval Office. Now they're using that as a political tool, man.
They set the precedent.
Yeah. Bill Clinton, even though he was a two-time and scumbag, should have never been impeached.
That set the precedent. Where did today, kids?
It's precedent.
See, I mean, but hold on, let me say something.
Stop talking so much.
It's a two-man show. I mean, should they have impeached him for that? Clint, I don't think so. It was embarrassing. He didn't want...
Yeah.
He was lying because he didn't want people to know that he was in the Oval Office getting sucked off.
Yeah.
But the Republicans kept pushing. I understand he lied under oath, but seriously.
Seriously, I don't blame him for lying. I mean, look at his wife. I'd have lied too. I wouldn't have held that against him.
Yeah.
Just me personally.
But anyway, it was an abuse of power though. Think about it.
Yeah.
Now that was an abuse of cop power.
Your president? Really?
Think about it.
He's swag, man. No. He's the president.
No, he's the president of the United States.
Monica, get in here. Put that little red button she came in there.
I'm the president of the United States. Get on your knees.
He didn't do that, man. He had swag, man. He's the president, man. She's an intern. He took advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
Now, was that an abuse of power?
That's an excellent example of toxic masculinity.
I'm starting to see what you Democrats are talking about. But in all seriousness, let's get back to Trump.
No.
See, that's why we're going through this. Democrats, see, that was a perfect example. They said, man, we can start using the impeachment process as a political tool against people we don't necessarily like. We don't like their policies. We'll just find something to impeach them on, no matter how small, how trivial. If we got the numbers, we can get rid of them. And the only reason why they're pursuing this impeachment, because they don't want to face Trump and next election.
Yeah. I mean, what are y'all scared of?
Y'all won fair and square this time.
Yeah.
Your man got over 80 million votes. He's the most popular president ever.
What are y'all scared of?
Yeah, y'all got the best candidate that's ever ran for office. Though it took him three times.
Yeah. Just so you know, we're being
facetious.
Yeah, we're being sarcastic. I know a lot of things fly over liberals' heads.
See, I say what I want to say without saying it. You're a word you can't say on YouTube,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I outsmarted y'all. See, I'm conservative, so we outsmart y'all.
Yeah, we got brains, man. We ain't millions of sheep.
But they trying to impeach, get your arm off of me, President Trump, because they said he incited violence. How can you say a protest was incited by violence after everything that's went over that went on past this past year? Let me say it a little bit better. I don't see how the president incited violence when he never called for any violence.
Yeah.
How was this? I understand you can call this an insurrection.
Yeah.
But how's it an insurrection when the Capitol Police waved them in? They would have just did that job.
Yeah.
That'd have been no insurrection.
Right.
I mean,
if y'all had secured, you know, Washington, D.C., like when Antifa and Black Lives Matter got there,
nothing happened.
That's
because you secured the building.
Yeah.
This is more about you failed to secure the building.
Yeah,
of course, you have cops waving
waving people in, then things gonna get out of hand.
Yeah, the 90% of our government was in that building that day, but the police is waving them in.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't have ample forces there in case things got out of hand.
Yeah.
It's almost as if y'all wanted this to happen. It's like, man, I give it to y'all Democrats. Y'all pretty smart. I think y'all planned this.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, the Republicans, man, y'all had the numbers in the Senate for the last 4 years, and you did absolutely nothing about free speech, about protecting people's gun rights. Y'all was just as... I mean, y'all are scumbags just like the Democrats. I y'all mean, only think about yourselves. You never think about the public and the people that vote for you.
Yeah, and y'all preaching unity now, and like that whole Super Bowl commercial is all about unity. That's all BS. And
yeah. How can we be about unity? You trying to impeach the man I voted for.
Yeah, and that on the left, y'all been actually inciting violence against conservatives.
Yeah.
Y'all call us white supremacists?
How many Trump supporters been attacked for wearing a MAGA hat or a shirt?
Yeah, I mean bloodied.
Maxine Waters, AOC.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, the red hat is the new KKK.
Yeah.
Countless people has been attacked just for simply wearing MAGA gear. Why haven't you been removed for inciting violence? I can show you people getting attacked. I can show you people dictating that when they see MAGA gear or MAGA hat, that stands for the KKK because of the words you said, and nothing has happened to you.
Yeah,
absolutely nothing. You cannot show me one strand of evidence that Trump caused an insurrection at the Capitol building.
Yeah.
Not one.
It's like, what evidence are y'all showing?
They trying to use his speech here.
We fight. We fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
That they said he was calling for violence. No, that was an analogy. There was a figure of speech.
He said, when he gave his speech, he said, let's fight like hell.
Yeah.
What do you mean by fight like hell?
Yeah.
The courts. The Constitution.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about. Follow the steps in the Constitution.
Right.
He never called for violence. If he really wanted violence, he would have said it verbatim.
Yeah.
Y'all know Trump says what he wants to say. If he really wanted to say that, he would have said that.
He's not a politician. He's not one of you guys. That's why y'all going after him.
Yeah.
And if you just take a fact checker and just fact check the evidence you got, your evidence is missing context. You're making your own opinions, not facts, to impeach a president.
Yeah.
Twice.
If you're going to impeach a president, you got to impeach him not based on opinions.
Yeah.
It's got to be a fact. You got to have strong evidence.
It's got to be based on laws.
Yeah.
Something, a law he's broken. He hasn't broken one law. You might don't like his policies. You might not like the things he say, but you can't take things out of context and use it to impeach somebody. Like the first impeachment, that was just a regular phone call. I read the transcript. Yeah. There was nothing there.
Yeah,
and y'all impeach him simply because you have the numbers.
Yeah, that first impeachment is about withholding aid and stuff to the Ukraine or whatever. Joe Biden is on tape bragging about it, laughing.
Yeah.
He even called him, he even cursed when he was bragging. He said, son of a bitch.
It's
on tape. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, son of a bitch. A couple hours later, he was fired. That's what he said on tape. There's strong evidence to impeach not only Vice President, but Pelosi, AOC.
Mm-hmm.
Who else called him a white supremacist?
Oh, man. All of them said it.
I mean, a white supremacist. What is a white supremacist to y'all? A white person that y'all don't like?
That don't make him a white supremacist.
It just makes him white.
This whole impeachment is a sham. The first one was a sham.
Yeah, white supremacy. Think about that. White supremacy. What white supremacist out there that does not speak vocally about what he or her believes in?
Yeah.
They believe in segregation, a white man first. When is Trump said white man first? He said America first.
Yeah. If y'all sit down and really took to heart what you guys are saying and you actually use a little bit of logic, you know you can't impeach him. You don't even have the numbers. You don't even have the evidence. It's just totally ridiculous for y'all to continue to do this. And y'all talking about y'all want to bring everybody together. Do you know, even if, say you impeach Trump, say you got the numbers and you remove the president.
What, you not?
First of all, he's not
even in there.
He's not even
he can't run again.
Right, he can't run again. That's the only reason why you do it.
Yeah.
How salty do you think Trump supporters are going to be if you do that? If you want to bring everybody together, drop the impeachment trial and start preaching, start doing what you preach.
Yeah.
That's all BS, though.
Yeah.
See, they saying it to their false. Look, we're all about unity. Look, see, we're about unity. Let's bring everybody together. It's not about that's not what they want.
Why will we unite?
That's how they won.
Yeah.
Because of the divide in this country.
Yeah.
Why would I unite with you? You people started all this. Everything that's wrong in this country is because of people on the left.
Yeah.
Inciting violence, calling the Trump supporters white supremacists, that we hate people of color, that we hate gays, we misogynists. All the problems we got. I'm not saying everybody on the right is perfect. I mean, or perfect, but you guys on the left, you caused a majority of problems in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that hate is coming from the left. Show me one person on the show me people on the right who preaches all this hate that the left is racist or they're misogynistic.
Yeah.
Hate gay people.
Yeah.
That's all coming from the left. But now y'all win. Oh, okay, we're about unity now.
Yeah.
We're all about unity.
Everything that comes out of a leftist mouth, a Democrat, a liberal, a progressive mouth is always hate speech. It's textbook hate speech. You calling other people racist.
Yeah,
the only hate I see in this country is coming from the left. That's the only hate. The only other hate I see is fake hate crimes. AOC making up things that she was in danger.
Yeah.
And nobody's holding these people accountable.
And she felt in danger when the cop came in to protect her.
Because he didn't look right. I guess because he had blonde hair and blue eyes.
He's probably white. Oh, my God, it's one of them white supremacists. He's here to get me.
Yeah.
He's just disguised as a police officer.
Man, I would never. But you know, I was on Steven Crowder's show the other day, and decent Democrats you do have is Tulsi. Yeah, and y'all stole the time from her, took away her reach, called her a damn Russian asset. Y'all even attacked your own party.
Yeah, took away her reach.
I got a lot of respect for her after what I...
After the interview yesterday?
Yeah, plus she's
pretty. I mean, just
plus she's pretty, man. That goes a long way, man.
Yeah,
we got to look at Biden for the next 4 years.
Yeah, this country would be in a lot better shape. I mean, Tulsi's not my politically-wise.
Yeah.
But we'd be in a lot better shape if she was in there over Biden any day.
Yeah.
At least she can...
Sit down with
she people. She has her views, but at least the woman is objective.
Yeah, and she can sit down and have a conversation with anybody, unlike a majority of your party.
Yeah, Democrats.
You guys suck.
Yeah! Damn! That was a damn good show!
Don't forget, go to officialhorsetwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab, hit the links, follow us on Telegram, follow us on Rumble, and follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.